He began swinging his unconscious victim to and fro roughly, sneering triumphantly.
Well, now, look what did catch it. A stupid tree mouse. Wait till Dada comes back with the rest and sees what I did. Don't you see, daft beast? This is our territory. Painted Ones knows every leaf and every tree round here. Did you think you was gonna catch your knee?
He struck Dwink's face with his open paw as he spoke.
Well, did you, eh? Did you, bone brains?
Dwink gradually recovered his senses, only to find that the world was upside down. He was being jostled roughly from side to side. He struggled to release his limbs as Jeg's face confronted him, grinning wickedly.
Awake now, have ye?
As he swung closer, Dwink acted instinctively, biting at his enemy. Jeg leapt back, avoiding the squirrel's snapping teeth. He spun Dwink around, jumping on his back and leaning down heavily, jerking him about painfully.
Want to try again, do ya? Hee-hee-hee! Jeg's gonna have fun with this one!
The added weight caused the young squirrel to gasp.
You perfect little coward! Just wait till I get loose!
Jeg jumped down and faced his prisoner.
But you can't get loose, can ya? Little tree mouse, you're all mine! I can do anything I want with ya!
Jeg broke off a twig. He began tickling Dwink's nose none too gently with it. The distant sounds of battle had ceased now. Jeg noticed it too. He began taunting.
Your friends are all slain now.
Dwink snarled a reply.
That's what you think.
Jeg's tone became almost reasonable.
Tja, my dad is chicken, big chief. He got lots of warriors, lots of them. More than your friends got.
He shook his head in mock sadness.
Oh, your poor mate's been dead now, all slain.
Dwink came back stoutly.
Oh, no, they won't. It'll be your scummy lot who'll be slain.
Jeg struck him with the twig he was holding. He did not like being contradicted. A malicious gleam entered his eyes.
I say your lot be slain, not mine. One more word out of your stupid mouth and I'll slay you, tree mouse.
Aware of the peril he was in, Dwink wisely refrained from replying. But this only served to madden Jeg. He strode around his captive, lashing out with the twig, working himself into a dangerous rage.
If I say they all be dead, then they all be dead, see? Now, you're right. They're not all dead. You be still alive. So?
Dwink smelled the tree rat's rancid breath as he leant close, speaking slowly and deliberately.
So you got to get slayed. Jeg will slay ya.
Dwink felt himself go cold with fright. It must have showed on his face because Jeg sniggered and began enlarging upon his evil plan.
Now, what's the best way to slay a silly tree mouse, eh? Maybe stuck a blade in you, or loose the rope and let you drop right down to the floor on your head. Would you like that?
Dwink dangled upside down. His ears were starting to ring with pressure. He felt dizzy, and breathing was becoming an effort. Owing to the recent blow he had taken, the young squirrel began slipping back into a stupor. Jeg's voice receded into a distant drone. Jeg was in his element, describing in lurid detail various cruel methods of execution for his victim, each more sadistic than the last. Wholly unconscious, Dwink found himself in the midst of a nightmare. His vision was clouded blood red, inhabited by purple and dark crimson foe-beasts. He was still suspended by both foot-paws. Painted Ones leant close, leering and grinning evilly as they whispered of the horrible fate that awaited him. Dwink fell close to death, alone amongst enemies, with no friendly face to reassure him. Then he spied the light, a warm golden radiance approaching him. The hideous images of the vermin faded, scurrying off into dark shadows. Suddenly, like a bright summer dawn, Martin the Warrior was with him. The legendary Red Wall hero spoke soothingly through Dwink's fevered dreams.
Your time is not yet come. Be brave, young one. Friends are near. You must live. The Painted One is cursed to suffer a fate worse than anything he can devise for you. Live long, friend. Live.